Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, what? This is the thing you teased. Mm. What was the... What did you say?
So the original thing is that Forbes came out with the list of this year's highest paid entertainers.
Okay.
So this was those people put to a survey of 6,600 Americans, and those people said whether they liked, had an approval, they approved, they viewed them in an unfavorable way, hated them. So liked them, hated them, or neutral. Uh-huh. So these are...
Well, Johnny Depp has climbed the negative charts this last year I would have never seen.
He's not in the top 10 of the most liked, and he's also not in the bottom six.
Oh, okay.
So that's really all I've got. So in the top 10, at number 10, the Rolling Stones. 69% favorable rating, 13% of people hate them.
Okay.
Which doesn't really work. Oh, yes, it does. Okay. So there's however much... with a totally neutral feeling. The Eagles. Mm. 64% of people liked them. 7% said, I hate them. 7%, that's low.
Yeah.
Billy Joel. Oh. He was one of the highest earning entertainers. Of course, he could have been anywhere on the list. That's the thing. So these people aren't necessarily the top 10 earners. They're just the most liked with the least amount of hate.
Got it.
Because you have to have high on both to be way down the bottom. Billy Joel, 66% of people have a favorable view of him. I like him. 9% hate him. Robert Downey Jr., 68% favorable. 11% of people hate him. J.K. Rowling. Oh, my God. I can't believe anyone hates her. She's amazing. 7% hate her. 65% favorable, though. Adam Sandler, 71% of people like him. 13% unfavorable.
You know, I keep hearing that his movies are, even though they seem like he just farts them out, they're highly ranked on Netflix.
Netflix was saying they're among the most watched things on their channel.
Whatever.
On their service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love Adam Sandler. Like, for every cruddy movie that he's put out, I think of the ones that I really love. And there have been, I just find him charming, and I think he's adorable.
I just hate when he does that baby talk thing.
Oh, I like it when he does that.
Ugh.
Why don't you like that?
You know what?
Why do you not like that?
I would lump him like with... No, the short guy.
David Spade?
No.
John
Lovitz?
The
comedian that's everywhere. Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
I would really lump those guy. Two together because I feel like they stretch themselves thin.
Yeah.
They don't put a lot of their talent into each project, they just crank out a lot of projects.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And they just show up.
I do understand that, you know, that's business. Like, we're in business and we're in a production company. We need to produce stuff. Yeah. But you'd like to think with the talent they have, they might pump the brakes and put out one or 10 less projects a year and make them better. But they don't.
Not going to happen. Paul McCartney he's number 4 on the list of most loved, least hated. 68% favorable, 8% hate him. Will Smith, 77% have a favorable view of him, and 11% hate him. Hmm. Jackie Chan is number 2 on the list. Hmm. So I think it's also interesting, like, these people were all somewhere in the top 100 earning entertainers of last year, because that's what this whole survey is based off of. Jackie Chan was number 2 on the most liked. 76% favorable, 6% unfavorable.
6%.
And number 1... basically most loved celebrity on the list of rich celebrities, The Rock.
Mm.
Dwayne Johnson. 82% love him, only 6% hate him.
Okay.
And that was enough to put him at the very top. At the bottom, at number 95 was Sean Hannity. Only 26% of people like him. 33% fully hate. Howard Stern. Well, I love Howard Stern. 32% love him, 40% hate him. Kylie Jenner. There's a lot of Jenners in the bottom 4 here.
Hmm.
At 97, Kylie Jenner, who was among the top earners last year. I mean, I want to say she made the top 10. I don't have that list in front of me from Forbes, but I mean, didn't she make like $1 billion
last
year?
She did.
She has a 25% of people say, yeah, I like her. 44% hate her. The rest are undecided. I don't even know who that is. I can't keep up with the Kardashians. Rush Limbaugh was number 98. Only 22% like him, 41% hate him. Kris Jenner, 99th on the list of 100. She had a 23% favorable rating, and 51% of people actively hate her. And number 100, from the 100 richest or highest earning celebrities, I'm sure she was probably up in maybe the top 20 anyway. She made a boatload of money. All the Kardashians do. With a 27% like rating and a 56% hate rating, Kim Kardashian was number 100 on that list.
Not
Tiger
surprised.
Woods was number 78. Jay-Z was number 86, both more than 30% disliked. Dr. Phil was at number 60. He's liked by 51% of people, but hated by 29%. And Drake, liked by 43, but 21% hate him. He was number 61.
Can I go left a little?
Sure.
You want to hear the weirdest thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that we've all been watching our society change before our very eyes, and it's all social media, and the everyone wins a trophy, and all the stuff. And our different levels of sensitivity have changed. So at my house, the bad word, and this happened a couple years ago, the bad word is hate.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say hate, Dad. Yeah, but I do, you know, I'm not talking about anybody. I hate when I get ripped off, you know, or I hate when I, but it's been drilled into me enough times by my kid that I'm actually, so hearing you repeatedly tell that story where you're like this, and they
people hate them.
Hate. It's such a trip.
Yeah.
It's become this word that I'm
actually
sensitive to it. It's so stupid.
Your sensitivities have changed.
Well, because I got a little girl in the house calling me out every time I hate something.
Don't hate, Dad. You know what's funny? My parents used to say, don't hate things. Say you detest them, you loathe them. Use other words.
Oh, you grew up with that too?
A little bit.
That was 100 years ago.
I know.
I mean,
well, it was 150 years ago.
Right.
Thanks for being so generous. Yeah, it's, you know, I guess people are against the hate word.
All right. Well, I just...
No hate.
Yeah.
I can't be the only one that was hearing that. If you've got kids, you're probably in the same boat where they're like...
People hate them.
We don't say hate.
We don't say hate. That lady on the radio is saying a bad word.
Yeah.
She's awful. I hate her. At this point, your kids are going to be watching Rocky 56. This is actually... Because of the way technology has advanced, as we were just talking about, they can do things now that they... And this is just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure. We're not going to have any new actors. If you're thinking about going into acting, forget it. All the dead actors are going to just continue to make movies. The technology to recreate, and we know this from the most recent Star Wars, like Carrie Fisher's in that movie, and she's dead. There's a company called Digital Domain, and they're not the only company, but this is the one we're talking about. Celebrities go to this place and they get shot from every angle. Like their face is shot from 5,000 different micro angles. Their body shot from, they can even like, you know, mark a hairstyle in time. Like Rachel would have gotten the, you know, the Rachel.
Yes.
And that was her big haircut.
So this is them protecting
their image for the future and potentially buying their estate years and years
of projects.
Right. Infinity. If you're a huge, like, I mean, and actually I sort of said the Rocky thing, but that's probably one of the people who would do it. Like, that's a guy who could continue to make Rocky movies forever. You know? Who know? I mean...
You're talking about Sylvester Stallone?
I am. And so the thing is, I'm sure that just based on video that's already captured of these people, they can probably do recreations because they can get the angles and a computer can look at it and mark it and figure it out. But these people are actually going and getting digital files made of their actual faces. A lot of, and they don't just do, they'll do this with like Thor's hammer. They've got that, they can recreate the whole outfit, the whole thing. They could digitally put him into anything that they wanted to. Like Thor could be Chris Hemsworth forever. I don't know if that's going to happen. Yeah, they're saying signature hairstyle, wardrobes, props, any of that. So basically, celebrities never have to stop working, even when they're
well,
dead.
I get why you're using the word celebrity, but there's only a few characters where that would be useful, right. And one of them is Rocky. Like, that's a franchise that has been around, and people love it.
I'm thinking the superhero movies, too, though. I mean, for sure, the way they reboot these over and over and over again, imagine if they could cut Robert Downey Jr.'s giant set. They just had to pay his estate X amount to license the images that they have from him, and they could pick and choose and say, this was the best Spider-Man, this was the best Batman, there's Iron Man, there's Captain America.
Yeah,
but if they could be making those movies, and the budget, especially as this technology gets cheaper and cheaper and more used, they'll be cranking these movies. They'll be weekly TV shows.
The main one I thought of while you were telling the story, because they just did a reboot or a prequel of Star Wars with Han Solo. Mm. Han Solo is one of those characters that you want to be Harrison Ford.
They could have put him.
He's the guy. Like, that's the guy. You want it to be him.
You're making me think about the Pirates of the Caribbean, the most recent one that they did. They took composite images of Johnny Depp and made him 30 years younger or 20 years younger, whatever it was. There's a long segment of that movie where he's young Johnny Depp.
Oh, really?
They take him way back. Bless you. And human, you must have seen that, right?
I did.
Was
yeah.
it obvious? Like, was it clear that that was digital, or was?
Yeah, it looked a little off. I'm not. I mean, I was watching it, going, he does look young, but it doesn't look like perfect. The first movie that they kind of did this in that comes to mind. It was came out in 2004. It's Angelina Jolie and Jude Law and Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a film called Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. And Jude Law really wanted to act with Laurence Olivier. So they put Laurence Olivier back in this film.
Oh, my God.
Archive footage of him. I don't know if it was from another movie, but...
But what they can do now, it's, you know, we don't... Hell, we don't even need actors' faces. They could probably just come up with fake people that are like, you know, ideals of beauty or...
Well, this is what George Lucas always wanted. He apparently, you know...
Well, he hates actors.
He hates actors, yeah. So that's
useless meat sacks.
Yeah. This is... He didn't want to have to direct anyone. He just wanted to digitally put everything in and pop it out.
Anyway, that's the future of
so
movies, everybody.
They're basically cartoons.
Basically. Just quickly, the ShamWow guy's getting a divorce. Here's his hot wife.
The ShamWow guy.
Yeah, the ShamWow guy is Vince Offer. He's about to hit the market again. This is, I believe, his second divorce. They were married for 4 years. His wife, Melody, filed for divorce yesterday. She's a little hottie.
She is cute.
I don't know if it's going to be a clean split or not, but if not, I'm sure we'll hear more. Vince has not done much since the ShamWow days. He did the infomercials for Slap Chop, too. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's where, the one where he said, "You're going to love my nuts." And back in 2009, he punched a prostitute after she bit his tongue. Apparently, he was with some prostitute. She bit his tongue and wouldn't let go.
Uh-huh.
He says she wouldn't let go until I punched her. So he's had his
biting
share.
Is wrong, though, right?
Yes,
right.
It is wrong. Also punching.
Don't bite your friends. Don't.
Right.
Your friends. Let's do the Cardi B song.
Right, Vinny.
Next up is Cardi B.
Yes. What she want?
Cardi B wants to talk.
This is what I walked in on this morning.
Cardi B, listen, I don't even know how much of this we can play. I mean, I know you did your
be
best
very
to clean
careful.
It up, but we'll see what
She's
happens here. So she
out.
Was on TMZ for an hour yesterday.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know. Is that the TMZ Live? Looks like she's in the back of a car, and she is just going off. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I think this is Instagram Live, and they grabbed the video.
They did, yeah. This is her driving in her car.
Oh, so she's driving?
She's driving?
She's
it seems
driving
that way.
Instagram Living?
Yeah, or she's sitting. Yeah, it looked like she was sitting in her car. She might have just been in a parking lot, but she was either driving or just sitting in a parking lot. But.
Well, look, she's pissed about everything. She talks a lot about sex and why Offset's not going to leave her. Where do you want to start with this stuff?
All right, we'll start with Leave Me Alone, and then if you want to hear...
Leave Me Alone. Here I am on Instagram Live for an hour.
Here it goes.
All right.
Yeah,
she's going on and on.
Of her
I want to hear the sex stuff.
All right, oh, so this is 1 minute long, and we can get out of this whenever you want.
You make the call. All right. You want to get out of
this. I want to hear the sex stuff, she says. Okay.
All right. I hope
this stuff is boring. She's bitching.
Everything. She's just...
Yeah, I bleeped everything, but here we go.
All right.
It's. Do you want to... This has a title.
Oh, tell me
it's
the title.
It's about the kitty cat.
Yeah.
All right.
And why hers is so great. Yeah. She got a great kitty cat.
It's golden.
Yeah.
Sitting on a pot of gold.
Right, exactly. And this is why Offset, her husband, will never leave her.
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right, I've heard enough.
All right.
Let's stop.
I didn't even get it.
That's really, you guys.
I couldn't even tell.
This is what she's doing on Instagram Live, though. I mean,
it's just stupid, and we don't need to be playing that kind of stuff. We're better than that.
Let me ask you a question, Yuzette.
What?
If they bring back the nanny, should Cardi B be the nanny's daughter?
No.
That's what Fran Drescher
wants.
Yeah, her daughter. Fran Drescher is in talks with Cardi B's people about a nanny reboot.
No.
And yes, it's true. This is a Fox story. Let's see.
I did enjoy the nanny, but no, please, no.
Oh, I think they'd be, oh man, can you picture the two of them going back and forth together? Oh God, it's like just...
Yeah, a headache waiting to happen.
Really? I thought it was just like, you know, maple syrup for your ears. Oh, it's so smooth and sweet. It's lovely. Is that a thing? Fran Drescher says, she's got a funny voice too. What kind of great mother-daughter would we be? Amazing, I think.
What's her... You can do it.
I can't think of her laugh, though.
You could do it. No. Your nose a little plug.
We're talking about it. Peter and I are talking about it. That's her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Her ex-husband was a producer on The Nanny, and apparently they're yapping and saying, oh,
and
this
then
Cardi
B. They divorced because he came out as gay.
Oh.
And then she
and
did.
And now they're good friends.
Yeah. Well, then they did another show together where it was kind of the same premise where she was living in a house. Because she divorced her husband because he turned out to be gay.
Oh, fun.
It was a cute show. It didn't last that long, but it was
cute. Wow, that is...
Happily Divorced, I think it was called something like that.
Incredibly healthy of her.
Yeah.
You want to hear a Fran's laugh?
I'm very understanding.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
You do it, sir.
She's in my favorite movie of all time,
right?
Spinal Tap. I who knows?
That
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a put on.
I've heard her voice be much deeper than that. And so, yeah, she definitely did it up for the show.
Right.
But her laugh is a little similar.
Ian, you took a greased, naked woman and put her on all fours. She's so great in Spinal Tap. Bobby Flackman.
Yeah, that's a put on.
Yeah. All right, you ready? What's coming up?
Oh, so much stuff, including earthquake preparedness.
Oh.
Get ready for that, everyone. Also, I'll tell you, I can't even tease this one. It's a great story. Just hang through these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:37 on Thursday morning. That means we're less than 2 hours away from peaking for the week. Hooman and our friend Rudy are doing a movie review today.
Oh, I hadn't heard. What are we reviewing? What is it?
Hooman, what movie are we
oh,
reviewing?
Oh, we're reviewing mid-90s today.
Oh, the Jonah Hill movie.
Oh, the skateboard movie.
Mm. When's your interview with Jonah?
Next week.
All right.
I'll post a picture of me and Rudy at the premiere.
And Jonah was in the audience, yeah?
He was in the audience, and then he did a big Q&A afterwards.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, it was. I think they had a long day that day. So, I tried to get a picture with him. Didn't work out, but.
Way to try, though.
Yeah,
that's good.
We're going to get him next week.
All right. So, that's coming up at 9:15. Right now, Let's Talk Secret Show. The annual Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show is happening on Halloween Day. It's, less than 2 weeks away now. It's on Wednesday, the 31st. That is actually Halloween. It starts at 11 a.m. and it goes until 1 p.m. We are doing a light lunch and there's a bar there where you can get yourself a drink. I don't know about you people drinking in the middle of the day. God knows I'd never do that. Oh, what's happening there? But, you know, it's Halloween. It's a big party day. So I'm sure a lot of people will be looking forward to getting in there. You have to get tickets, though, and you can get them if you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. If you're calling 9, we'll give you tickets for the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. You have to be over 21 to win this. Be sure to wear a Halloween costume. We have some great prizes. We have a costume contest every year, and the competition is stiff. Grand prize is a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows, 3 days of lift tickets, 2 nights of lodging. Tickets to the new hit musical Waitress is the second place prize, I believe. That's coming to SHN Golden Gate Theater. In fact, I think it opened last night. I'm seeing it on Saturday. And a wireless microphone system from Bananas at Large is one of our prizes.
Yes.
Bananas.
Bananas is moving, by the way. I don't have the new address, but they're going to have a new location here.
Right in, still in San Rafael, though,
yes.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Okay. Just down the street from the like location they're at now, but it'll have more parking.
Oh, that'll be great.
It's all street parking now. Yes.
Yeah. Can be tough. Sometimes I have to drop my kid off and drive around.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to go, call now, 800-400-3697. We're doing these passes all day, so keep it here on the Alice. And we're doing it at the Punchline in San Francisco, so it's not the easiest spot, so we're encouraging you to ride share, take public transportation, take an Uber, walk, bike.
Lots everywhere, but they're a little expensive.
And if you want to have a couple drinks, get an Uber. All right, caller 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Love the Bay Club.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
We'll begin with the Great California Shakeout. I guess today at 10:18 is a reminder that we live in a place where earthquakes happen.
Yep.
So there'll be a statewide earthquake preparedness drill. It's now in its 10th year, and it's scheduled for 10:18 this morning. So be ready for that.
Are we doing any kind of drill here at the station?
We will not.
All right.
If you would like to, you may.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
I'll let everyone know.
I suggest you get under Vinny's desk.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What, are you trying to kill me?
Go over there.
I don't know what's happening. He must have worn some stinky shoes, because, boy, does it smell under there. Whew.
That smell has nothing to do with me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a mystery, because it is still there. We light candles every morning and put them in there to try to just conquer the smell. We got the carpets cleaned, everything. It's a nightmare.
I don't go in there anymore.
No, I
know. Was that it? Did you guys do that to get me out of there?
Yes,
Yes, Vinny, we did. That's it.
We put a dead rat down there just for you.
Jeez. Could have just said... We like it better if you'd prepare outside. I would have been fine.
You can be outside of of our little office, please.
Hopefully, I'm not about to radnitch you. I don't know if you've got this or not. I don't think this person ranks as a celebrity. In fact, what a complete scumbag. Steve Penny, the former president of the USA gymnastics team, has been arrested.
Is this the guy who... served 1 week, or is this the guy who that guy
they're saying
replaced?
This guy was protecting Nasser
and this is the old, because they just went through another guy, like they put someone in the position and then a week later that guy's gone, so this is the original guy who protected Larry
he was
Nasser.
Arrested by U.S. Marshals in Tennessee yesterday stemming from allegations he tampered with evidence in the Larry Nasser case, and what they're saying here is that
who would do that unless they were also a pedophile?
Right.
I hate to say that, but yeah. I feel like who would protect a pedophile?
The attorneys for the young women who were sexual assault victims of Nasser's, attorney John Manley says they represent the 180 of Nasser's sexual assault victims, they say.
Unbelievable.
His clients are grateful for the arrest. Mr. Penny is exactly where he belongs, in jail. For enabling a pedophile. These brave young women and girls deserve justice. And so they think that this guy was trying to cover it up.
Who would do that?
You hear about this organizational abuse, whether it's the Catholic Church or this comes out, and you think there's no possible way something this big, 180 clients...
It's unreal.
There's no possible way this can be allowed to go on. Someone has
and yet
to...
For years and years and years. And this someone didn't do a damn thing about it. It's outrageous. You'd hear, I mean, if I heard that anybody that I knew had abused one child, that'd be it.
Officials say Penny, this guy... Steve Penny, went to the famed Caroli Ranch. Caroli, is that the guy who was... famous for, what was that little girl's name who hurt her ankle but still stuck that landing?
Oh, geez, what was her name?
And then there he is holding her because she couldn't even walk.
Was it like Shannon?
I don't remember. But anyway, Caroli Ranch is a famous training facility in Texas. This guy showed up and removed documents linking Nasser sexual assault. So, linked to the case.
He's trying to show that he didn't know, or something.
Covering stuff up. One of Penny's former top staffers testified back in June. She told him about Nasser's misconduct and was told, keep your mouth shut. So he is going to get his now.
Good. Hope he gets it hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that is...
What a scumbag. Anybody who protects a pedophile is almost as bad as the pedophile.
Yeah, he's a criminal for sure. It goes back to that thing that happened at Penn State where you go, what? They let him stay on campus knowing...
They let him run a boys' camp?
What? How in the...
Oh, Carrie Strug, people are saying.
Yeah, that's the name.
That's her name.
And he was carrying her around, remember, because she couldn't walk, but she just won the... It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It was very inspirational.
Sure. There's the fact. I wanted to do a fast fact
fast
for
fact,
you if
fact,
I could.
Fact, fast,
there's
fact,
a couple
fact,
of those. Fact. I love this one. In 1987, the IRS started making people list their kids' social security numbers on their tax forms when they counted them as dependents. They did this to cut down on fraud.
Yeah. What year?
1987.
Oh, only 87.
The IRS started making people list their kids. Give us that kid's social security number, please.
Mm.
And suddenly, 7 million children who were claimed the year before disappeared.
Wow. Because you could just say, I've got 11 children.
7 million kids went poof the minute they were asked to present proof of that child.
Well, surprise. Man. People are trying to.
People don't like
system.
To pay taxes.
No,
it's just not
we
fun.
We do not like it. Right. It's got to be done. You do not like it.
Of course.
Don't have to like it.
You betcha.
I don't want to say I hate it because that's a promoting.
That's a bad word.
You can say it. I was just trying
know,
to tell
funny.
You that it was standing out of my mind and it's so ridiculous. It's not something that I would normally be sensitive to.
Right.
It's just a word.
Yep.
Except.
It's a harsh word.
There's training going on at my house. That is.
Did you take your company training?
Yeah, they're letting me know that's not okay. I don't know how many people would need this new science-invented self-lubricating condom because the math's been done and most of us can't make 1,000 thrusts.
Oh.
Hip actions.
1,000. Entries and exits.
Right. The
So at 1,000, it releases some kind of...
Scientists were backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, just invented a self-lubricating condom that they promise will work for, quote, 1,000 hip motions.
Well, maybe that's why they put it at 1,000, you know, just for the real outliers, you know. It works for you with your 10, and it works for people who have 400.
Mm-hmm. So...
And we'll keep on... keeping on.
As a person who enjoys the sex and has most of my life enjoyed it, I'm not sure how many hip actions I'm good for.
I think I'm going to need to count.
But what they say here is regular condoms are good for 600.
Oh. I have the answer to how many thrusts.
Okay, that'll be interesting
the
to
average.
See how it compares to what I have.
All right.
What do you say? What does the internet say?
Okay, so... We're talking. This is a 7-minute session, Sarah session.
All right.
All right.
So this is just the actual act of the boning itself.
Yeah. Can you say that?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, they're assuming it's a thrust per second.
Oh,
that's too much.
That's a lot. That's you
well,
going for it.
Anyway, the
no
math
one can
doesn't
keep
add
that pace up though.
Jackrabbits can.
It's roughly 490 thrusts.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
That's quite a lot.
That is a lot, isn't it?
Oh, look at this. So, according to this, the study, men make forward motion with their hips.
Mm-hmm.
But, yuck.
You like that, human?
Between 19 and 100 times a minute when doing it, the average session lasts 5.4 minutes. Mm. That's, you know, of hip action.
Yes.
And so they say that's basically somewhere between 100 and 500 hip movements on average. Mm. So we don't need the 1,000. This condom's clearly just a bragger.
It's really just an overachiever.
It's just the magnum of condoms. Mm. I'm going to throw that up there on the countertop.
I like it. I'd rather go over than under.
Yeah.
Would you? Mm-hmm. All right. Would you?
Oh.
All right. Well, there you go. Now you know.
Well, great. So this is, and I'm what? Sorry, back to the original story. Who developed this 1,000 thrust?
Scientists backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have invented a condom that will last through 100 hip motions.
1,000.
1,000.
And stay lubricated. That's
yes,
the point.
Yes, exactly right.
Self-lubricating. All right.
Just.
I don't have the name, but I'm sure it will be super braggy because you know how boys are.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get the giant box of the extra huge ones and make sure you all look, as it's the only thing.
I'll be back later to buy the little ones. There's a cute girl on aisle 4, though. She might be in line behind
me. Aye, aye, aye. Oh.
Oh?
Well, do I want to do this one? No, I'll do this one.
All right.
Life costs $525 more a month after you have kids. Now you know.
That's all?
Well, I mean, you already have a house, right?
Yeah. But now I got to pay for babysitters. I got to feed that kid, clothe that kid, pay for, you know, whatever they need at school.
Housing costs are a little different and, you know.
Got to have an extra bedroom.
Well, I guess maybe that's not right then. 525?
I guess maybe they're saying if you keep yourself in your current situation, here's how much more. If you say you already have a three-bedroom house.
Now that you mention it, that sounds incredibly low.
Well, you would know.
It's
you're
well
with little kids.
Yeah.
When they get older, it's just your
I'll tell you
bill.
What, for me, luckily, I'm fortunate enough. We're doing fine. We have two people who work hard and do okay here in the Bay Area. It's time, dude. For us, we don't have the time.
Mm.
I mean, we could use all that money back too, but the time. Where do you find the time for all this?
How is it Thursday already in the middle of October?
Right. Exactly right. Let me do a few texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say.
Sorry, I got a little carried away.
What are you doing? No,
our new text, our new texting machine.
Just making the text sound.
That was full of embellishment, though. You were taking liberties.
My bad.
Too much, Sarah.
The last Guardian of the Galaxy film, they did that with Kurt Russell, and it looked so creepy, it didn't look real. True.
Oh.
He's a kid when he's back there with the guy's mom. And he's young Kurt Russell, and you are watching it going, what the heck?
Mm.
You should have just left this to my imagination. I get it.
Or hired a younger actor.
Or whatever. 408 says, I have three kids, 36, 31, and 22.
36, 31, 22.
Mm. When they were growing up, we didn't say hate, stupid, ugly, or shut up. And pig.
Pig.
To each other or about others. My siblings and I grew up fighting and calling each other these bad names and words, and so she took it out of their vocabulary with the kids she raised.
Mm. That's nice. Sounds like a pleasant place to go.
I think I would miss pig if I had to take that out. Pig's a good one.
Well, you say pig all that much.
You don't?
I mean, I can't think of...
Yeah, why would you? Oh, you're a pig.
Pig out.
I guess pig slob.
Oh, sure, pig slob. Out. Pig slob? Pig slob. Oh, what, do pigs live in this house?
Yeah, something like that.
Sure. The room looks like a sty.
Pig sty.
Exactly.
What's a sty?
It's where they live.
That's just what they call
it's their
it?
House, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's
a pig sty.
I thought it was a pig pen.
They're different houses.
Oh. One.
One's indoor, one's outdoor.
Yeah. Oh, apartment, condo,
so you could live in a sty or a pen. Like you upgrade to a pen or you upgrade to a sty.
Okay, I'm I don't have it. Where are your answers now, Who Man?
I'm looking it up. The internet just went down. The internet went down.
Comes up with all these answers when we don't want
you
to.
Sorry, it's close to 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Clearly, our broadband's being tapped.
It's a small-scale outdoor enclosure for raising domestic pigs.
Which one, the pen or the sty?
A sty.
Okay, what's the pen?
Must be a bigger. He just said the sty is a small scale.
That's good. We did say in and out.
Pigsty.
Hold on.
Okay. I'm sorry I brought it up. Coming up in a second, we're going to find out what's going to happen after the Super Bowl. What's going to happen?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.